In the past, I had amused myself with writing letters to the chief paper of the territory, the Virginia Daily Territorial Enterprise, and had always been surprised when they appeared in print. I had found a letter in the mailbox as I came home from the hillside and opened it. Eureka! It was an offer to me of $25 a week to come up to Virginia and be city editor of the Enterprise. $25 a week was a fortune. I went up to Virginia and entered upon my new vocation. I asked the chief editor, Mr. Goodman, for some instructions, and he told me to go all over town and ask all sorts of people all sorts of questions, make notes of the information gained, and write them out for publication. It was the whole thing in a nutshell. I can never forget my first day's experience as a reporter. I wandered about town questioning everybody, boring everybody, and finding out that nobody knew anything. At the end of 5 hours, my notebook was still bare. I spoke to Mr. Goodman. He said, "Dan used to write good stories about the hay wagons when there was no news. Are there no hay wagons around? If there are, you might speak of the renewed activity in the hay business. It isn't sensational or exciting, but it fills up the newspaper and looks businesslike." I went out into the city again and found one wretched old hay truck dragging in from the country. Next, I discovered a wagon train from the east and found that it had lately come through the hostile Indian country. The group was in rather rough shape. My two columns were filled. When I read them over in the morning, I felt that I had found my legitimate occupation at last. News was what a paper needed, and I felt that I had the ability to furnish it. Mr. Goodman said that I was as good a reporter as Dan. I desired no higher commendation.